Mix 101.7 KAYL, and now joined by Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin in the Saturday morning huddle to recap the Mustangs' 42-6 win in Newell last night over West Bend Mallard. Congrats, coach. You led 28-0 at halftime. So how did you feel about your team's performance in that first half especially?
Well, I think first and foremost, Ryan, hats off to our kids. We got an unbelievable effort out of our kids. But this really started in practice, after a tough loss last Friday night at Lake Park and didn't play exceptionally well up there. We had probably our best week of practice this week that we've had all year. And, I think that says an awful lot about the young men that we as coaches are very fortunate to coach each and every day here this fall, and their character and their desire and will to win and be the best. We got a tremendous effort out of our kids in all three phases, defensively, offensively, and special teams. And, like I said, first half wise, we were able to stop the run. We were able to run the football, and we were, other than PAT field goal, we were solid in the kicking game, and a long return on a kickoff. We had a good first half. We still got things that we can improve on, obviously, but a good first half for us.
The touchdowns, if you can tell us who got those and the yards that were racked up, that'd be great.
Our first touchdown, Reed Cruz, had a 5-yard run. He followed it up a couple minutes later with a 30-yard touchdown pass to RJ Rojas. Then in the second quarter, we had two more touchdowns, Reed Cruz, on two 1-yard runs. The last one coming with 30 seconds to go in the half. And then in the third quarter, Reed Cruz had a 54-yard touchdown run. We tackled the punter in the end zone for a safety. And then Reed Cruz followed it up and concluded our scoring with a 1-yard run with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And what can you tell us about Nate Barron's unit's defensive effort?
Well, we knew we had a tough task going in. An offense that was running the football exceptionally well, had run it against HLP, had run it against just about everybody they had played. And Coach Barron and the defensive staff did a great job in preparing our kids. And we held them to 39 carries or 112 yards on 39 carries, which is under 3 yards a rush. And like I said, it says an awful lot about the effort our kids gave and the job we did defensively.
Going back to what you said earlier, after the tough setback to HLP last week, did you focus in on anything in particular in practice or just try and be better football players across the board?
I told our kids last Monday, had we won, our goal was going to be to be 1-0 this week, just like it is every week. And we lost, and our goal remained the same. It's to be 1-0 this week. And I told our kids, we just got to be better. We got to do everything better. I can't say enough about the week of practice we had, because it was by far the best week of practice that we've had all year. And it came at a time we needed it, in a time when our backs were against the wall. And it would have been pretty easy to feel sorry for ourselves after, the loss at HLP, and we didn't see any of that out of our kids.
Well, hats off to the players for stepping up in preparation for your Week 8 game, and you can now say that you are officially postseason bound once again by way of Harris Lake Park edging GTRA last night. You get the runner-up spot in the district. Might have been nice to maybe have a shot still at the district title had that gone the other way, but hey, you're in the postseason, and that's important.
It is. I'm really happy for our coaches. I'm really happy for our kids. For them to have this opportunity, and right now it, you know, I want him just to focus on the journey and enjoy the journey here, because you know, it's obviously a very special moment in you know, people's lives to have the opportunity that these young kids get, because some kids never get that opportunity, and for these kids to be in the postseason, I couldn't be happier for a group of young men.
And you'll tune up for postseason play with another home game, Week 9, taking on Siouxland Christian Whiting. Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin coming off a 42-6 win over West Bend Mallard. Thanks as always, Brian. Appreciate it, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.